intellectual sheath. This sheath comprises the intellect, the faculty to think, reason, contemplate. The intellect judges and decides the mental and physical activity, controls the mental, vital air and food sheaths. The senses in the physical body tend to indulge in the sense objects of the world. The mind is attracted to instant pleasures. The intellect controls, regulates the mind, pranas and senses. One needs a powerful intellect to practice this discipline. An intellectual strength is gained through study and reflection upon the truths of life laid down in Vedanta. A powerful intellect must be distinguished from intelligence. The two are distinct and different. Intelligence is gained through knowledge drawn from external sources. You may be well informed in one or more subjects through educational institutions, textbooks and teachers. You are then knowledgeable in that particular field. No more. That does not strengthen your intellect. Thus, you may be well versed in one or more subjects, yet fall a prey to mental and sensual attractions. You could find a brilliant scientist being infatuated to a woman or addicted to alcohol. When the intellect is weak, the demands of the mind and senses usurp the personality. The mind overpowers the intellect. The person is then inflicted with stress and sorrow. The mind's nature is also to slip into the past or future. That ruins one's concentration. For concentration, your mind must back your action. When your intellect keeps the mind focused on the present action without allowing it to slip into the past or future, then you are concentrating. You need a strong intellect to do that. Hence, people with mere intelligence and no intellectual strength find it difficult to concentrate and become less productive in their field of activity.